morning, guys. It's good to be here. It's really exciting to be in this new building. Praise God for his provision. And I know you guys have been here for a little bit, but for us to be here first time, it's really exciting. So we're home. We're Dorian and Kaika Hobbs. For those of you that don't know, we live in Mexico year-round with our two boys, Keikoa, he's 4, and Noah is 2, almost 3. And we work with an organization called Youth with a Mission, and we've been there. Kaika's been there for the past 10 years, and I've been there for 8 years. So, yeah, we're just really excited to be here. We haven't been home in about a year, and so there's a lot to share with you guys this morning. So we just want to take a little bit of time just to share a little bit of what's happened over the last year. I think a big part of the past year has been our involvement with the Discipleship Training School last summer. I think most of you probably heard Jackie Boer. She was a part of that school with us. And we had the opportunity to go with our whole family to the Philippines for 2 months. And it was an incredible time. We saw God's provision and his faithfulness in so many ways. So we just want to show a quick little video. Some of you might have already seen it, but just to kind of give you an idea of what our time was like. Yeah, so hopefully that kind of gave you a little idea. That's our outreach in 60 seconds. You saw Jackie Boer getting down there. It was an incredible time. It really was. We were just so thankful for the opportunity to go as a family and be able to have our boys participate with us. Pretty much everything you saw, they were at most of that, and able to serve food and play with the kids and connect with the people that we were ministering to. So that was really special for us as parents and as a family. Obviously, you know, we didn't know that we were going to be in 2 natural disasters with the earthquake and the typhoon. But we just saw the Lord just show up in such incredible ways. And I know we Skyped with you guys. I don't know how many of you were here during that Skype session when we were there. But we really just felt the incredible love and support, your prayers, just standing with us through that time. You know, one of the memories that I have that has just like stayed with us as a family was one of the first places that we got to go and do relief work for the typhoon. We were literally on the ground 7 days after the typhoon had hit, so most of the relief organizations hadn't even arrived or were just barely setting up the things that, you know, the relief work. And we were in a place, we were getting ready to hand out the relief goods, and we just had a time of prayer and worship with this village that we had gone to. And it was so incredible to see the love and just the praise that was coming from the people in their own native tongue, worshiping the Lord, even though they had gone through such disaster and such devastation and loss. And so for us, that was just a really incredible time. So thank you guys again for your prayers, your words of encouragement. We got a lot of messages, a lot of emails, Facebook messages that just really helped us along the way during those 2 months. I'll pass it on to Kaika now.
Thank you. I have notes. So as soon as we got back from the Philippines, we arrived to Mexico on Thanksgiving Day and pretty much hit the ground running. We sent our team off to a village north of us, and then had a Homes of Hope build that RGTS got pulled into while we were trying to debrief. And it was just kind of, it was really fitting for this type of school that we had, the type of outreach that we had. Plans kept changing, and our students had to be flexible. We had to be flexible. Our family had to be flexible. And it really was like a great way to end our year. As we finished off that year, you know, we pretty much just kept running until the end of the year, had a week off at Christmas. And then typically, like, the first 3 months of our year, every year, are the craziest. We have teams, schools, events, all kinds of stuff going on. But before all that kind of craziness happened, I had the opportunity to go to Guatemala for about 4 or 5 days to visit one of our DTS teams. And we wanted to show you a video quickly. It's a testimony, I guess, of one of the girls that was on the team and her experience working in the local dump in Guatemala. And some of you have been to the dump in Mazatlan, probably. So you'll have a bit more context for what's going on in this. Just imagine it wetter, muddier, and stinkier. And give you an idea of what these guys were doing that day.
I, for some reason, had a feeling I might be needing my rain gear on outreach, so I brought my rain gear and I came across some rubber boots. So I was kind of decked out to get kind of gross anyway, so I decided to go and help out with the sorting of the trash, and they pull out the cardboard and the plastic and the aluminum and basically anything that could be recycled that hasn't been recycled, they recycle it. And so when I first got there, I was just like not really wanting to like step on anyone's toes, and so I just kind of observed and watched and just offered to help a few people. And I started to realize that they had a system of going through the trash, and we ended up helping one family in particular, and just really wanted to just bless them. And the more that I could grab and help that family, the better off they're going to be. And I guess when it really hit me is when I was talking to the mother afterwards, and I was asking them like how much they make, and basically they make about $5 a day for the amount of work that they do. And yeah, that just really hit me, you know, like $5 is enough to like provide for their family, which by provide, I think it's pretty limited what that does. And then I think about what I do with $5, and again, I try to be a good steward, but still there's a lot of ways I think that I can be even a better steward of the things that God has entrusted in me. So I don't know, like I just feel like that there's so much that we can do. It's just a matter of like asking God and discerning from Him like the exact part that He wants us to play. And so it's definitely gonna, it obviously affected me, but when we were getting in there and doing it, like I just had to like kind of set my emotion aside and just get in there and help the family. And now that like everything's done and it's the day's coming to a close, now things are kind of starting to like, I'm starting to like realize like kind of the magnitude of like the situation and the life that these people are living.
Yeah, so that was just one, Julene's testimony from one day in Guatemala. And that's, you know, we've heard, you know, over the last 10 years, story after story, individual things, specific things that really impacted these students. And it's a privilege for us to be a part of this organization and be able to go on and see firsthand, or send these guys or go ourselves or visit them and see firsthand what God is doing all over the world. So like I was saying, first 3 months of our year is nuts. We have Homes of Hope teams coming through. We have we had one DTS and then another arrive from outreach. We had construction teams at the base. We had our annual carnival outreach, as well as a 10-year celebration of our ministry that we celebrated just this March. And I think, you know, sometimes there was dozens of people, and sometimes there were hundreds of people on our small little YWAM base. And there probably wasn't a day in the last 3-4 months that we didn't have any visitors on our base. And it's fun, but it's also crazy at the same time. But just thinking about, you know, as we celebrated 10 years, for me, I came over from Australia with our base directors to start the base in Mazatlan. Well, it was 11 years ago now. And for us to be able to celebrate the last 10 years, thinking about all the things that God has done, thinking about all the people who we've met, students we've trained, teams that have come and built homes, families that were impacted by homes, you know, all of those things. It's just been an incredible time of reflection, because sometimes, whether it's ministry or work, you just go and go and go and go, and you don't really stop and like smell the roses. You don't really think about the things that you've done, and it was a time for us to really give thanks to God for how He's led us, because, you know, the 20, 30 people that we got down there, if it was all up to us, you know, if it was all up to me, we'd be in a heap of trouble. Thank you, Toby. But, you know, looking back has been amazing. But as we look to the future, what God has for us as a ministry, I think there's this feeling of excitement. There's this feeling that everyone's just, they want to blitz the city. They want to see transformation happen. They want to see new things started and more people trained and more homes built. And that's kind of how we started this year. And that's kind of how we're kicking off the next 10 years. And one thing that we wanted to say to you as a church body is you've been there, I mean, at least for the last 8 years since Dory's come down. You've been behind this thing for 8 or so years. And you've come down, you've sent the youth teams, you've sent adult teams, you've built homes, you've done all that. And it's been incredible. And we just want to just invite you again to come down, whether it's like Jackie to do a DTS or volunteer some time mission building like Josh just recently did, or come and build a home, or, you know, do whatever. Bring a team, work with the orphanages in the city. There's so much opportunity. And, you know, I walked in here this morning, and I was kind of struck by something. I was talking to Jimmy, and he's telling me he's going to Mexico City. And then I was talking to John, and he was telling me how he was just in Haiti. And this church, we have it in our DNA to go to the nations. It's not something that Toby has to sit up here and convince people about. Just in the church body, you have the nations represented. And I think we're just kind of putting out the plea, like, come visit us and don't go anywhere else, kind of, you know what I mean? So yeah, we would love to have you guys come down, and in any capacity for any length of time, to come in and be a part of what God's doing down there, because you guys have been a part of, you know, of this. But I believe that God, as a community, God uses, you know, the individual people in here and the church body to send missionaries like us. But I also feel like, you know, a key thing is that he also uses you to transform cities and communities and lives abroad and locally. So I think, you know, put all those things together, have a think about it, and then come to Mexico. Okay, yeah, there's one more video. It's a bit longer that we wanted to show you. It's a team from Melbourne, Florida, from a Calvary chapel down there. They came down and did a few different things with us. But this is kind of their experience in their words, and hopefully it will inspire you.
Hi, we're down here in Mazatlan, Mexico, just having an extraordinary time on a short-term mission trip. And just the experiencing God, just not only through the team, but through the people that we're meeting. And as a husband and wife, it's been such a blessing to do it together. And my wife has some great comments she wants to make about the feeding center we went.
The first morning that we were here, our very first experience was to be able to go to a feeding center and to help to serve breakfast to about 60 or so children. Got to play with them out in the streets and really just spend some time with them. And I think what it left me with was that, you know, was bring them some joy for a short time. Hopefully what we've done is we've left them with the love of Jesus Christ, which is going to bring them joy for eternity.
Here I am, not holding back from you.
It was just amazing at the conditions they were in, and just the joy and the love that they had for one another. I liked interacting with them, getting to know them a little bit. I don't have children, so it was like, it was something that's missing, you know, in my life. It was nice to be able to just love on them and talk to them. And although they couldn't understand what I was saying, there was one point where there was a little boy and I was trying to get him to smile. He was looking at me and I was trying to show him, so I had to give him the motion, you know, and he just smiled and laughed. And it was like we connected, but not so much in words.
The mercy of my God has come out of darkness.
short-term mission trip has affected me from the point of when I got here, I was surrounded by so many young people. I'm so amazed at the amount of young people that is here actively trying to serve God and to make a change in the community, to bring people to the Lord. I've seen so much testimony and observed so much witnessing by everyone here at the facility that it's been overwhelming. I believe that when you ask yourself, why should I go and put myself out and to be uncomfortable and be out of my comfort zone to go to a different location, questioning yourself, I guess is what I would say. I don't think that you cannot not question yourself. I think that you have to ask yourself, why am I not doing this? Why am I not stepping forward? All the long we're wanting to say, you know, I want to do stuff for the Lord. I want to help my fellow man. I want to make that step. I want to reach other nations. I want to do more good for everyone around me. However, if you don't ever take that leap of faith or step out in faith, I don't think you're ever going to get there.
One of the things about a short-term mission trip is you've got to listen to the voice of God, and wherever God tells you to go, if you step out and go, God will reward you. You get to see that the body of Christ is active throughout the world, and it is so good to share Christ's love with other believers from another country, and you realize that, wow, these people are my brothers and sisters, and they feel the same way that I do about loving God. It's just amazing to share that love. God is so good, God is so rich, and what you've got to do is just come. It'll change your life.
If you don't come on a short-term mission trip, and if you don't come out here and try to basically really serve God, it's not going to work on the couch. You ain't going to do it at the house. I mean, you got to get away. You got to go ahead and make that step.
So, again, yes, sir.
I just wanted to tell everybody, Calvary Chapel of Melbourne is Mark Emmel's home church now.
Oh, there you go. See? More reason to go. So, you know, like I said, we'd love to have you down in any capacity. And after service, if you don't know much about us and you want to know more, we'll be around somewhere and we can talk. We have an email mailing list that we send out newsletters, so if you'd like to be on that, let us know as well. As we finish up, we just wanted to mention a couple of things. Dory is going to be going to Cambodia next month for about a week to visit one of our teams, kind of like I went to Guatemala in January. She'll be leaving Hawaii to go to Cambodia. So just keep that trip in her prayers, in your prayers, because she's never traveled like that before by herself. She's a little scared. And then the other thing is, you know, I keep coming back to come to Mazatlan. We'd love to have you. And then the third thing is, you know, our family is growing, and God's doing a lot of stuff. God's speaking to us a lot of stuff, and you know, we're totally committed to Mazatlan and what God's doing there. And as our family grows and kids go to school, it does require a bit more financially. So pray for us that we would be able to get meet our goals financially each month. And if you're interested in finding out how you can partner with us on a monthly basis financially, please let us know at some point. We'll be here we'll be here next weekend as well, but until the 24th. So we'd love to sit and chit-chat about whatever missions, Mazatlan, and how you guys can get involved. So,
yeah, just thank you guys again for having us. You know, like Kaika said, we couldn't do this without you guys. And, you know, you guys, Toby, has been bringing teams to Mazatlan longer than I've been there. way back in the day. So you guys have been sewing in as a body to that city for a long time. And, you know, we're just so thankful to be able to be a part of that and to have the privilege to serve the way that we do as a family. And we couldn't do it without your love and your support and your prayers. So you guys are awesome. And, please come find us if you have questions, if you just want to know more about what we're doing, what God's doing in Mazatlan and Mexico and the nations. We'd love to share. So love you guys. Bless you.
That was good. It is a family-friendly base, a lot of children around. So we've had people just for their vacation go down and spend a week or 10 days, and then part of their vacation they spend time with these guys, and then part of their vacation, it's right on the Pacific Ocean, they go and have fun in the resorts. So, you know, there's a way to balance those kind of things, so consider it. By the way, Dory is Tom and Chris's daughter. Tom, we know Tom and Chris. And then Tony, Tom's brother, is right in front of him. Their son's there now in Mazatlan, Daniel. He's been there, what, maybe a year and a half? Two? Has it been that long? So we do have a connection. My first trip I went was probably 96, 95 maybe. Now, how many of us have been to Mazatlan? Yeah, there's a lot of us. So let's go again. Let's start saving our pennies. We do the envelopes in my house, you know, just start. Instead of going to Starbucks, where's Miss Starbucks? I don't know where she is, but, you know, just put those $5 in an envelope. You know what? Before you know it, you're on a plane. So thanks for sharing. I know, too, if you have more questions and you can't see them today, they're around this week. I don't know how busy they are, but they may, you know, I'm sure they'd love for you to buy them lunch. So you can probably meet with them and talk to them a little bit more one-on-one about that, too. So Kike and I always go out and get a talk that way. So can we pray for you? Lord, we're grateful that you would use us in this world. What an incredible thing. And I thank you for the heart that you've given Akaika Hobbs, God. The heart that loves God and loves people. And Lord, you just have that sense of, hey, he really, really has an understanding of who you are. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to give him in particular just great wisdom as to how to balance ministry with family. And that, Lord, that you would give him just the ability to understand how he can lead his home well. And we pray you just continue to have your hand on him. And as he does all these things around Mazatlan, Lord, that you'd protect him, that you would give him favor with people, that you would use him in mighty ways. Lord, I pray that many people would continue to come to know Jesus Christ because of Akaika Hobbs, Lord. And we thank you, too, for Dory, Lord. We thank you for the life that she's lived and all that you've walked her through to prepare her for missions field. And, Lord, I thank you for her love for you. And, Lord, that your love shines really brightly through her as she loves her kids and loves her family and loves us and loves these people down there. And, Lord, as she prepares to go to Cambodia and leaves her family back in Hawaii, Lord, I pray that you would give her just a wonderful peace, a sense of this is your work that she's doing, and she could get on that plane and look ahead toward and not sit on that plane and wonder, what am I doing here as I leave the people that are most precious to me? Lord, protect her as she goes. Use her in wonderful, mighty ways. Give her favor with others around. Lord, I pray that you would just bless her as she goes. And Lord, I know that they're very quiet about the financial need, but I know that the need exists. So, Lord, I pray for us as their church body that you would that we would at least go to you and say, Lord, would you have me be involved? And if so, at what capacity? And Lord, we would just simply be obedient to you. And so you would show us your heart there. Thank you for the privilege we have of being a part of this family. And Lord, we pray that you'd use them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for coming and sharing.